Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Mem Aleph. Today is the last daf of the second parak of Maseches Chulin. Before Be'ez Hashem tomorrow's daf, we get into the world of Elu Treifas. That's Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. But today we have the last daf here in Parak HaShochet, where we have been talking all about different halachas of Shechita. As we know, the first three prakim here, the first two prakim are about Shechita, the third parak is about Inyani Treifas. But as we finish up today, the last parak regarding various details of Shechita. We have been talking about the last couple of Mishnayos, what if somebody shechs with certain types of Kavana? We know Kavana plays a major role in Shechita's Kadshim, as we discussed, and we had the line of Misasek in Zvachim and Menaches and Chulin. All three Mesechtas told us Misasek B'Kadshim is Pasul, which was one of the sources that we had earlier, that maybe one doesn't need the same level of Kavana when it comes to Chulin, because Misasek B'Kadshim is Pasul, but Chulin is okay. But the last couple of Mishnayos is, what if I don't only have a lack of Kavana, but I have a problematic Kavana? The Mishnah discussed, what if I shech l'shem Avodah Zarah? What if I shech l'shem harim, l'shem gva'os? That was the last mishnah that we are dealing with now. If somebody shechs in a way that it seems like it's l'avodah zarah, even if it's not actually l'avodah zarah, we'll have to see in the last couple of mishnayos too. But that is what were the context that we are discussing. The last sugya that we have been talking about is the machlokas amoraim between Ula and Rav Huna on the one hand, and Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak on the other hand, whether adam oser davar she'enu shelo, whether a person has the power to say something, somebody else's property is usur. I have the power to say my own property is usur. I can make a neder or a shvua on me. But what about somebody else? So we're within the shita, which is what we paskin. Ein adam oser davar she'eno shelo. But we will see that there might be some limitations on that shita, as we will see. Oh, we already saw right again at the end of the shir yesterday. We had a machlokas rishon. What if somebody does a maisa gamur? Right, is that going to be make a difference for adam oser davar she'eno shelo? So we'll see. So we'll start with the fourth line on mem aleph amen aleph. The next raya to this shita. So tashma, let's try to prove from our mishnah whether adam oser ain oser davar she'eno shelo. Said, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, today's shir is sponsored L'Refua Shalema, Yoshua Meir Ben Baruch Ben Rachel Sara, Yoshua Meir Ben Rachel Sara, L'Refua Shalema, Shem should send him a Refua Shalema Bekarif. Okay, so Tashma, fourth line, Beis Ochsin Besakin, Vishochtin Echa L'Shem Echan Mikol Elu. We had in our Mishnah at the end, on the top of Mem Amad Aleph, we had, if two people are shechting, what if one of them has the inappropriate Kavana and one of them has okay Kavana? What does it mean, two shechting? Rashi says there, back on the Mishnah, Zeh Barosh Ovezeh Bekita, once holding towards the top of the knife, once holding towards the handle of the knife, and the shechting L'Shem, one of them is shechting L'Shem Echan Mikol call Elu, these problematic Kavanas, and one is shechting L'Shem Kasher, so the Shechita is Tzula. So, back to the quote here, Bezoch L'Mishachem, Shechten Echad L'Shem Echad Mikol Elu, Ve'echad L'Shem Davar Kasher, Shechita is Tzula. So, aren't we talking about a case where the animal is only owned by one of them? So, one of them is having proper Kavana, and the one maybe that is not having the proper kavana doesn't own it, and still we see adam oser davar she'enu shelo. So answer, Hamayskita, no, this le shutfis v'gava. I'm talking about a case where he owns it too. They jointly own the animal, and if they jointly own the animal, so then there's no problem with his having kavana. It's not an issue of adam oser davar she'enu shelo. If you look in the Ran here, the Ran has two points. Number one, the Ran discusses that in all these cases of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shelo, it could be the animal is going to be also to eat. But there's a language, there's a Srach Avodah Zarah. Even though technically it's not, but it could be still be that it's going to be Asura Bachila because of Srach Avodah Zarah. The Ran then also brings up an issue that we discussed back in the first parak, the same issue in the same Ran. The Ran said, back on Dav Yudalid, we had the Sugya of Shechitas Mumar. So here, when a person shechs l'shem avodah zarah, l'shem yam, l'shem sarah shel yam, so why is there an issue of ein adam or adam oser davar she'eno shelo? It shouldn't be a shechita because the shechita's mumar. V'im tomar, asked the Ran here, v'dilma, hachad haino taima mishum davar le'mumar, l'avodah zarah, v'shechita's apsula, d'la mishum da'adam oser davar she'eno shelo. Not because, right, what are you saying? Our Mishnah proves Adam Oser. No, even if you say, Ein Adam Oser, Shechitas Mumar. Ella ein kan shchita klal. So the Ran says, those three answers I gave earlier back on Daf Yadalid, and the same thing applies here. If this is the first time that the person is doing this, so then maybe it's not a shchitas mumar. Maybe a person doesn't become a mumar until he does it more than once. Maybe if he does the Ella, that's v'yesh lomar shekfar kasavnu verkama. Shein osa shchita shenase ba mumar psula. Ella me osa shchita ve'ilach. Or that was the answer the Mishnah said, hashochit b'shabesh chidasuk shera. Then we had a whole discussion for a daf and a half. Maybe you still can't eat it that day. But what about that shchita? So the Ran says, you only become a mumar afterwards, assuming it's mezid. If it's shogeg, like the Rambam says there in the Birsha Mishnayis, you don't have an issue. But if it's mezid, how do you answer? So, some Rishonim said, like the Ran, you only become a mumar after the first shchita. Hilka, b'shav shchita's mumar lo mifsala. Va'od, fekfar kasavno. And also the Ran says that on yesterday's Mishnah, it could be there wasn't mamash l'shem avodah zarah. It was l'shem some other kavana, and therefore also it wasn't shchitas mumar. Okay, either way, that's the Ran's ha'ara here. Good, let's continue. Tashma, let's try again. Try again to prove whether Adam Oser or Ain Adam Oser, Davar, Sheino Shalo. So we quote from the Mishnah Meseches Gittin. Tashma, in the sugya of Hezek She'eno Nikar. Right, it had to do him damage, but it's not a physical damage. Can't look at it objectively and say that there was damage done. Hezek She'eno Nikar generally is in the Chefza. It's in the Chefza that it is, there's no Hezek seen. Again, we've said Hezek She'eno Nikar is also overlaps with the Sugya of Davar Hagorim Lamamon, Hezek She'eno Nikar, right? Those two are Sugyas that connect to each other. So Tashma, Hamadamea, Hamatama, Hamadama, Vamanase. If somebody's Matame, my Truma. Somebody goes over to my Truma and puts a dead Sheretz on it. And that takes it off even. But it's not Nikar in the damage. V'hamidameya, somebody takes my chulin and puts truma in it, and I'm a Yisrael. So now this is worth much less, because only a Kohen can eat this. Right? Supply and demand. If the supply is much less, then the price is going to go down. V'hamidameya, v'haminasech, or if somebody's menasech, what is menasech? So that's 2 days there in the Gemara Maseches Gittin. Rashi Tosfos here discuss it. Rashi says, we're talking about the Shita that says you actually pour your friend's wine to Avodah Zarah. So in all these cases, is Hezek She'eno Nikar? Do we say Shmei Hezek, Lo Shmei Hezek? So the Mishnah there says, Bishogeg Patur. What if I did it Bishogeg? Rashi says, how's Bishogeg? You didn't know that it becomes Nasar with this Nisuch, or you thought it was your own wine. If it's Shogeg Patur, then you can be Patur, cause Hezek She'eno Nikar, Shmei Hezek, Lo Shmei Hezek, and there's no reason to be Konis, to find the person. So therefore, we'll say Patur. Bishogeg Patur. B'mezid chayiv. B'mezid is chayiv because we are going to fine the person for being mazik b'mezid, even though it is hezek she'eno nikar. So asks the Gemara, mezid chayiv. But 1 second, isn't this what are the cases here? Menasech, right? Isn't this case of ein adam osa davar she'eno shalo? What kai should it be any type of hezek? It's not your wine. Ein adam osa davar she'eno shalo. So doesn't this mishnah prove adam oser? Davar She'eno Shelo. Right, this was Rashi's Raya. On the bottom of the previous Amud, when Rashi, right, took part in that Machlokas Rishonim, even according to the opinion of Ein Adam Osa Davar She'eno Shelo, what if they do a big Maisa? What if they do a little Maisa? So Rashi said on the bottom, if you remember, V'is the Mefarshi Maisa Koldehu. Some say that it's only Ein Adam Osa if you do a little Maisa, but if you do a big Maisa, of course. But the Rashi says, Valoi. No, that's not true, because here you're doing a big Maisa. And we're asking a Kasha. If this opinion agreed by a big Maisa, so then what's the Gemara's Kasha here? So it must be even by a big Maisa, right? So that was Rashi's Raya. Right? Dimke, Lovi Menasech Tuyuftayu, Tal Maisa Gomerhu. Right? That was the Raya, 4 lines from the bottom, in the Rashi, and that was the discussion in the Rush, in Simon Yudalid. But either way, back to the question. So you see from here, Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shelo. Answers the Gemara, Hanami, this they shutfis begavei, maybe there again. It's talking about a case where he's a shutaf, right? It's not just somebody else's wine, but he is a shutaf in the wine. Rashi quotes here from the Gemara, again a big sugya. Pater milashalem, Rashi quotes, V'yafagav demazik b'shogei chayiv, even though we paskin in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Adam mu'ad la'olam. Adam is always a mu'ad, bein ara, bein yashen, bein on, bein shogei, bein mezid. So this is Hezek. So it's Hezek b'shogeg. So why aren't you chayef? So that's what we said. It's Hezek she'eno nikar, right? Even though we say Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Remember the machlokas we're showing in between Tosfos and the Ramban there in Baba Kama by Adam Mu'ad La'olam. What about by Onis Gamur? By Onis Gamur is there a p'tur? Machlokas, Bali Tosfos and the Ramban. But this is even less than that. This is shogeg. So why? Because Hezek she'eno nikar. And then Rashi continues and says it would mezer chayev l'shalim to kansu a rabbanon. But what about ask Rashi kim lebed rabbi minei? Right, minaseich is lavod azara is an isadarais it's a chiyam misa. So why do you chayev at all? The rabbanon were gozer mishum chiyev. Right, a knas could a knas override kimle? But the Yisod Adin, Shub Kele Dramine, you should be Pater. So he quotes the Gemara there. The Gemara there asked this question and says, you're not going to be Pater for Kimle because there was a time lag, right? When he picked it up, that's when it becomes Agbe Amanas Laosro. So Machayev Lashlume, he already, picks it up and he's already Chayev to pay then. And the Chiev of Misa is only at Shas Misa. So there was a time lag and we know by Kimle Dramine, there is no Ptur if there is a time lag, right? And that is the chilek, again, a big sugya, not for us now. Okay, let's continue. Kitanoi, says the Gemara, maybe this issue is a machlokes, maybe this issue is a machlokes tanam. I didn't mention the third sugya that overlaps, right? Hezek she'eno nikar, davar hagram lamamon, and garmi and grama. All of those connect to each other in that there's something lacking in the event. By Hezek Shino Nikar, this sugya, it's about the chefsa. The chefsa is not physically or objectively damaged. It's a halachic damage. Garmi, it's usually in the maisa. In the maisa, there's something lacking in the maisa Hezek, right? I burned up your shtar that says Reuven owes you $1 million. So, did I damage you? I damaged a piece of paper. That's it. I didn't damage $1 million, but I damaged a star that was a riot to you. So that's the classic case of Garmi. Other examples also. The Ramban has the whole Kuntris, Dina de Garmi. So there's Garmi, that's Hezek Shino Nikar is mostly in the Chafsa, and Devar Agar Lamamon. Devar Agar Lamamon also is a halachic reality. It could be, right, what's the sugya, the case of, I steal chametz, and then Pesach comes, I give it back to you, right, something that I damaged you in a certain way. It's also halachic, but there's some other factors involved. So again, those are the three sugyas that overlap in this larger topic of affecting other people's property in a inferior way that your chiyuv is not 100% clear. Right? That's the three of the sugyas that connect to that. So Kitanoi, the Gemara says, maybe this issue of Adam Oser or Ein Adam Oser, Davar Sheinu Shelo, is really a Machlokas Tana. Machlokas Tana like we had back in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Ovi Kochavim Shenisich Yeno Shel Yisrael Shelo Befnei Ovdei Kochavim. A guy, an idolater, Shenisich Yeno Shel Yisrael, that takes the wine of a Jew and is Menasechid Shelo Befnei Avodah Kochavim, not in front of its idol. Not in front of its idol, so maybe there's a little more flexibility whether the kavana was there. So Asra, the Tanakhama says it's still Asr. Because Adam Osa Davar Shena Shalom, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Matirin Osom, Ipnei Shnei Dvarim. Two reasons why it's not mutter. Echad Shemen Aschen Yain, Ela Befnei Avodas Kochavim. Number one, the real nisuch that they do is only before in front of their idol. If it was in front of their idol, it's not really Nisuch. They didn't really have Kavana le'esar. The Echad she'yachalomar lo lo kol heimenach she'teyaser yeni lo'onsi. Number two, it's my wine. You don't have the power to aser my wine. Meaning, ein adam oser adavar she'na shalo. So we see it's machlokes tanoim, whether you say adam oser or ein adam oser, davar she'na shalo. V'rav Nachman, v'rav Amram, v'rav Yitzhak Amri. And by the way, the Gemara says these three tanoim, these three amoraim that hold ein adam oser, it's possible that they would say both sheetas of the tanoim are on their side. Right? Even if you want to say that our sheet is ein adam oser, afilu lamanda amar adam oser, davar she'na shalo. Even according to the binyan that says adam oser, meaning even according to your sheeta, they're talking to the other shita, hani milikusi. That should only be by a guy. You could say Adam Oser, Avav Yisrael, Asurika Machavin, but by a Jew, for sure, you should say that Ein Adam Oser, because he doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean it, let's Asurika Machavin. He's not really, his das is not really La Avodah Zarah. Okay. There's an important discussion in the Sefer HaMachria. Sefer HaMachria is the Tosfos Rid. here in Simen Ches. Simen Ches, the Machria, discusses why did the Argamara bring this Machlokes from the Brisa in Avodah Zarah about being Menasech Yayin Oshel Yisrael. There's a Beferish Mishnah in Kilayim that the Gemara could have brought with the Machlokes of Adam Oser and Adam Oser, Avashin HaShalom. What was the Mishnah? The Mishnah is right, somebody has a vine, they spread out their vine, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dala, they spread out their vine on the tfuah of their friend. The Mishnah there quotes, the Tanakhama says, Adam Oser, Davar Shein Shalom, and everything's Aser, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say, Ein Adam Oser, Shein Shalom, Afilo Aidei Maisa Gadol. So why ask the Machria, didn't the Gemara quote that? And number two, a Mishnah compared to a Brisa. You should have quoted the Mishnah. Right, so va'od dihi masnisa v'mayshavak masnisa v'nakat masnisa. Why did it quote the Brisa? So says the Machria, a very important yesod in the sugya. V'nira li lataritz mishum delo dami lahadadi. The case of kilayim spreading kilayakarim. Right, we know the spreading of vine over tfuah. Right, which becomes asur bahana. It's one of the most chamur parts of kilayim, one of the five types of kilayim that the Mishnah is talking about. Kilay hakarim, kilay zroim, Kilai Begadim, what we call Sha'anis, and then the two types of Kilai Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working, the five types of Kilayim. So Kilai HaKerem, discussed there in Maseches Kilayim, so that the Beferish Mishnah, if I take my vines and spread it over your Tevuah, so there's a Machlokas Tanam about that, so why didn't it quote that? So it says the Tosfos Rid, that's not an exact parallel to the case of Shechita L'Avodah Zarah, which is our context. And the case of pouring wine is more parallel. How is that? V'yesh v'nir li l'taritz v'shem d'lo dami l'adadi t'hashokhet l'avodah zara afo p'yishisha maisa ein ha-maisa yachala osra achi yachashiv alav l'avodah zara. In the case of shechita l'avodah zara, what asers it? It's the machshava. It's the avodah zara machshava. Regular shechita is not going to, if I take your animal and shecht it, does that aser your animal? No. It's only because my machshava, l'avodah zarah, is the potential asering mechanism. Im kein, ha machshava hisha osra. It's the machshava that's asering. Ve'echadika machshava b'li maisa. And if there's a machshava, let's say there's a machshava without a maisa. Kegon ha mishtachav el abemes chavero. I go with your animal and bow down to it. I don't do any action to your animal. Tavi machshava b'li maisa. Lekaman tepolik deina the most of shina shalom. Afilu l'gavoa. Everybody agrees that's mutter. Ein adam oser. Ukisha asa maisa begufa behema vishakla shema vodazara. What's the machloges? Well, you do a physical act, but along with the physical act, you do a machshava that's gonna aser. So that's the machloges, whether you say adam oser or ein adam oser davar sheino shalom. So far there are two categories. Number one, where it is the maisa that, if I do a play machshava, that's ein adam oser davar sheino shalom. If I do a physical action with a machshava that oseres, that's the machlokas. To give the machshava zu asau al maisa, ami rafuna ve'ula, in that case, rafuna and ula say adam oser avashin shalom, because you did an action along with this maisa. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Savri, no. Ki hechi dima machshava bilvad lo asra, hachanami machshava ima maisa. Bebedei she'ena maisa oser, if the maisa asers, then it's gonna be adam oser. But here the maisa is not asering. It's just a machshava of Avodah Zarah's answering. That's not good enough. Ela machshava hi shoseres, kimo sheish tachev ela, so lo asra. Just like if you just do a machshava, so do the machshava with a maisa. We're not aser. But, says the Tosfos Rid, by mesachir gafna, what's the oser? It's the maisa itself. Avo mesachir gafna, tabi vavoso shalchavero, ha maisa hua oser. She irev gefanim im tvua. Right, he mixed the gefanim with the tfuah. It's the attacking vines with the grain, with the tfuah, with the grain. Umodu bahadur Rav Nachman, Rav Amar Yitzchak. There, everybody would agree that it would adam oser davar shein shalom, because it's the maisa that's oser, not the machshava. To be maisa adam oser davar shein shalom, midi dahave. Just like his comparison, amavashal vaser b'chalav. I take milk, I put it into your chicken soup. Sha'af al-pi shahayu shal chaveiro, ne'asru bahano, kivan sha'asa ben maisa. Va'amach maisa hu sha'oser. Umandish ay, so how could it be a mandarma that matters in the Mishnah here in Kilayim? Umandish shar b'masach gavro amrinan, they say, do'odam yidilam avasha b'asa v'chalav. to Hassam over there. Kivan she bishlam b'no same tam kvarnus arvu v'lo tucha lehafrid zemizeh. Why does the Shita in Mishnah Kilayim say it's mutter? Not because ain adam oser. Adam oser by a maisa, where the maisa is oser. But it's just that you could undo this. You could undo this. Uman avokan avobishin is arvo gefanim imatvua tucha lehafridam ulahamit eila levad ve'eila levad. V'avobishin yanku b'yachad ein hayinik oseres b'hem eila taroves. So we know from other halachas of Kilayim. If you have a fence in the middle, that's why we don't bring the Mishnah in Kilayim. But again, along the way of explaining why the Mishnah in Kilayim is not brought, the Tosas Rid tells us he's so gadol in the sugya, in his opinion. There are three categories of actions. Right, there's an action where you just do a machshava, I bow down to your item, that for sure is nothing. Ein adam oser, going to everybody. The other tzad is if I do a maise where the maise is oser itself. So that for sure, adam oser, like pouring milk into your hot chicken soup, like mesachech gafno. And then you have the middle case, where the action per se is not oser, but you do an action. Along with that, you do a machshava, that's oseris. So is that like an action? Now that the machshava is anchored with an action, that's like a maisa she oseris? That's the shita of Rav Huna and Ula. Or do we say, no, that's still machshava she oser. And therefore we would still say, ein adam oser, davashin shalo, and that is the shita of these three other Amora, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. So that's an important Sefer HaMachriya. Right, the and, that comparison to Bishol, reminds us of that Rav Elchanan that we mentioned often in Siman Ayin Vav in Kovetz Ha'aris. Rav Elchanan discusses two types of halachic maisim. Maisim where I'm in control, and maisim where I'm in control of the chalos, and maisim where the chalos happens automatically. And I pull the trigger. But the chalos happens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two different machina, many nafkaminas. Right, where I shecht an animal. And then I say, you know what, I don't want the shechita to kick in and be mutter unless it rains tomorrow. I can't do that. I can't make a t'nai on the chalos of shechita. I can make a t'nai on the chalos of marriage. I can't make a t'nai on the chalos of shechita. Why? Because kiddushin is a type of action that I'm in charge of. I'm in charge of the chalos. While shechita, I'm not. Shechita is a dard of memela. Once it's done, it's done. Right? That's the comparison that the Tosas Rid here had in the Sefer Machriya. Right? It's like Bishol, a Mesachei Kfano maybe. Once I pull the vines over, Memela becomes Aser. I'm not doing it. That was this chilik between Chalitza and Kiddushin. Right? The Machlokas, the Rambam holds, maybe you don't need a Eide Kiyum by Chalitza. You don't need the Eidim there. How is that possible? Right? Because it could be you only need Eidim. Another one of the nafkaminas by a maisa where you are in control of the chalos and it's a davar sheba erfa. But if it's just davar b'meila, then not. Right? That's just to read the Rabbi Chanan again. B'chol advarim hanasim adei adam yeshnam shnei ofanim. Number one, heichas chalos hadin naase mikoach adam kemo b'chol akinyanim ubikidushin ubegerushin shaha adam hu apoel as chalos hadin. And number two, heichas maisa ba'atzma below koach adam. It's the act itself. The person has to do the physical act. But the action itself then brings the chalos. And again, nafkaminas of tnai, and can you delay the chalos, and i'avin mahani, i'avin lo mahani, or adam osu davar shina shalo. Let's just read that part, because that's what's shayach to us. Ein adam osu davar shina shalo. Lo shayach lo markein ela hecha shaha adam hua oser. Only if the person is the one that's asering, aval hecha shah iser hu memela al yidei maisa, e nafgamina, meno shalo. Like this case of the Tosas Rid. Vahadim ishtachar velabemas chaveir lo nesra, after isra vodazorach kal balkarcho shalo oved. Aye, what about the case where you're just mishtachaveh? Because there's no maisa there. There's no maisa there. It's just a plain machshava, as we just explained. Okay, that's an important discussion of the Sefer HaMachriya and the, and Rabbi Chanan. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now Tashma. Tashma again, a couple of lines up from the Mishnah. Tashma, is it really true, that what did Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak just say? That even if you say Adam Oser, Davar Shein Shalom, that's only by a guy, but by a Yisrael, a Yisrael never has a Avodah Zarah in mind. So it's never gonna Oser. So Tashma, Bezoch and Besakan Shokhtan Echan Mel Shemechan Mikalelu, the Echelishun Dover Kasha Shkhadas of Suha. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says if you have two people shechting, two Jews, and one of them has Avodah Zarah in mind, the apostles the Shechita. So doesn't that say it's not just Litsi Ure Kamachavein, right? It's actual Shem Avodah Zarah. Hachamayaskinam Bisrael Mumar. No, they were talking about a Mumar. When it comes to a mumar, things are different, right? Remember we had way back in the first parak again, shchitas mumar, right? Mumar l'te'avon or mumar l'achas. Remember we had a discussion. Mumar l'te'avon, we said if you check the knife beforehand, it's okay, right? Because he'll use a kosher, a regular, a good knife. He doesn't want to trafe it up for no reason. But what about a mumar la'avodah zarah? That we had a machlokas. A machlokas, dalar mabeis heim and aleph. We paskin l'chumra. We paskin a mumar la'avodah zarah as a mumar l'chola zarah kula. Shmuel paskin not. Shmuel paskin, if you remember, a mumar la'avodah zarah, mutar lecha mishchitaso. A raya either from Yehoshaphat or from Eliyahu Hanavi, right? Who ate from the meat of Achav. But Rav Anan, Amar Shmuel paskin, mutar lecha mishchitaso. But we paskin, Aser lechol mumar leshchita. Not allowed to eat from the shchitas. That's what the Gemara says here. By Yisrael mumar. So then you have to. That's not when we assume that he's just lesira kamachavin. Right. That's l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore it would be a problem. Right. Mumar lekalatara kula. We mentioned that's different. Mumar l'avodah zarah is like mumar l'chalatara kula, but mumar l'chalatara kula also. We mentioned Shabbos there. Remember the important Rashi on Daf Hey and Aleph on the bottom. Mumar l'Shabbos is like a mumar l'avodah zarah because of the comparison between the two. Okay, continuing, quoting the same sources. Tashma, what about the Mishnah Maseches Gittin? Hametameh v'amadameh v'amanasich b'shogik pater b'mezer chayev. So there again, you see nisuch, and you're assuring your friend's property. That sounds like a Jew who is assuring mishum avodah zarah. Not just Lutsiure. Hachanami be Yisrael Mumar. Here too, it's about a Yisrael Mumar, and therefore they would agree to that. Amale Rav Acha Bere de Rav Ala Rav Ashi. Hisrubo Vekibel Alav Hasra'a Mai. What about a case where he gave, Hasra'a was given. A Yisrael was told not to shech l'shem avodah zarah. And he shechs after Kabbalah Hasra. He wasn't a, Rashi quotes here, V'kodem l'chein lohay b'cheskas Mumar. Right, he, don't do the Shazam of Adazara. But he was Makabal Asra. So my, look at Rashi. Rashi explains the question. My, mi asar olo. Right, this is an asar. Kabbalah asra shemasrin bo havi yodea. Shata muzar alkach. You know that you're muzar. Vatara amra shata chayamisa. The Torah says that you are chayamisa if you do this. Vuhu omer. Interesting, the Torah says. You have to quote the pasuk? Rashi here doesn't say. Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf, the Minchas Chinuch loves this Rashi. Shavuos Daf Chaf Amabez, that Rashi quotes, he quotes the Pasuk by Hasra. The Torah says, dot, dot, dot. So here Rashi doesn't say Beferish, that. Rashi just says here, Vatora Amra Shata Chayim Misa. The Torah doesn't say that it's us, the Torah says that you're Chayim Misa. V'hu Omer Yodeani, he says, I know, V'almanas Kenani Yoseh She'amus. I'm doing it anyway. So, in that case, do we say, Yater Asma L'misa, do we say that in this case, he's a Mumar? He never did anything wrong, but he was Makabal Asra, my Amar Lei, he did Asma Lamisa, Ka'amrit, Ein Lecha Mumar, Gadol Mizeh. Yeah, in this case, he would be considered a Mumar, and therefore, it would be Asr. Interesting discussion of Hasra'a. Right, very hard, like the Mara said, the Mishnah says at the end of the first parak of Makos, it's very hard to put somebody to death, because most people, once every 7 years, once every 70 years, because who would do a Maisa HaMachayeves Misa in front of Edim after the Hasra'a? Very unusual. Most people want to get away with things. Most people want to do the Avera and not be caught. It's very hard to put somebody to death. But that's the concept of Yater Asma L'misa. The Shulchan Aruch discusses here in Dalid L'maskana in our case. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shochel L'shem Avodah Zarah. Shulchan Aruch says, Yisrael Sheshachat Behemas Chaveira L'Avodas Kochavim. What do we paskin? Lo Asra. Lo asra shavade lo kivin elo litzaro, because he only had kavanah to be mitzarim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this shita, and the Taz there quotes Aran. Ika lamanda amar de ba'achila asura viafilu ashochet behemas chaveru l'shem harim talekal meimar l'inyan isra achila in the most erishin shalom tahachalam ihu asar lei elo delo sharila. Right, the Ran on Daf Ches says this. Fine, you want to say he did an Aser, but it wasn't a L'shem Shchita. So his Kilo would die by itself. So it's still going to be Aser to eat. It's still going to be Aser to eat. That's how the Ran's formulation there back on Daf Ches. So he doesn't Aser it, but he didn't Matir it. And he didn't have the at least the neutral Kavana which would be okay, right? And that's what the Taz quotes that Ran, and he argues and he wonders why the Ram, the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote that. I don't know why they didn't bring this Ran that they quoted earlier, and he quotes from his father-in-law, the Bach, who has a kash on the Ran, but that's the Taz's tema on the Shulchan Aruch, while the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this limitation of it having at least to be Asur Be'achila. But that's the first line of the Shulchan Aruch. V'im yesh lo shutfis va. What if the Jew has some shutfis in it? So one Jew to another Jew is just litzaro. What about a Jew himself? So that, if the yesh lo shutfis va, yesh omrim sh'osar gam chelek chavero, v'yesh omrim degam baze eina mechavin el litzar shutafo v'lo lesar. Some say then he can aser, because yes, it's his. V'yesh omrim, no, even that's litzayer, and he doesn't aser. Along these lines, there's a problem. The Aruch HaNer points out just a problem in the Shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam. Because in the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, Paskins like our Gemara, but the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim has a Shita that seems to not go with our Shita. The Rambam says in... The Shulchan Aruch here quotes the Rambam by Behemoth Chavero, so it's just Litzar him, and therefore it's not Usser. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Kilayim, in Hilchas Kilayim is Rambam. If you do the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita first, the Rambam Paskins here in Hilchas Shchita in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam Paskins, I mean, it's the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam. Right, the Rambam paskens that way. He wasn't doing it seriously. The problem is, what about in Hilchas Kilayim, when the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Kilayim, Hey Ches, Kilayim, if you remember, is the first in Sefer Zraim. The Rambam paskens this case of Mesachech Gafno. The Rambam says, Echa, Ben Adam Makadish Dovashin Shalom, Lufichach, Mesachech Gafno, Gabi Twelso Shachavero. What should the Rambam say? It doesn't work because Ben Adam Moser, Dovashin Shalom by a Jew, he's just Lusaro. The Rambam says, Kidesh Gafno, Velo Niskacha Hatua. His own Gefen is Nesar, but his friend's Tfu is not Nesar, because Ein Adam Moser, Dovashin Shalom. Sicha gefen chaveiro al tfuaso, and the opposite. If he takes his friend's vine and puts it on his own tfua, kidesh tfuaso, velo kidesh gefen chaveiro, because he does not have the power to aser his friend's property. Ask the Aruch HaNer and Yevamos daf Pegim on Mimanavshach. If he's doing it as a joke, so then even his stuff shouldn't be Nesar. And the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Shchita, then Ein Adam Moser, Dovashin Shalom by a Jew, because it's l'shem, Lashem Litzaro, just to annoy him, to cause him pain. But if that's true, then even his shouldn't be usser. Ve'echef shalachal against the Aruch HaNer. Bahachi de Mimanavshach. I am Rina Lissurei Makamachavein. Imkein lo hayamach shavaso le'asar v'gam gafno lo ye'asar. Vi am Rina Lidilgabe di day lo am Rina Litzurei. If you say regarding his own, you shouldn't say Litzurei. Imkein al karchach hayamach shavaso le'kach. So then his machshava was la'vodazara. Vi imkein gam tuas chaveiro ye'asar. Then his friends should be asar too. V'yamrina damaminim olagabe didei v'lo olagabe achrini, even if leshutfis... Either way, he said it's a difficulty, leads up to Sarachian, that if it's really lesa'urei, then why is it that in the case of Kilayim, his own property is Nasser? Okay, that is the Rambam Shita. We'll leave it to Sarachian. Next, says the Mishnah, Ein Shochten. Lo l'toch yamim v'lo l'toch naharos. What is that? Let a shecht into the yam, right? The last Mishnah said l'shem yamim. L'shem yamim, as Rashi said, was l'shem the sar of a zar of the yam. Here you have no bad intention in mind, but what does it look like? This is a Maris Ayin Mishnah. Ha'in shochten lo l'toch yamim. Al shecht into the yam, because people will say Rashi d'lo lemru l'sar of the yam akashachet. People will think that you're shechting to the god of the water. V'lo l'tok naharos, v'lo l'tok kelim. You also can't shecht and catch the blood in kelim, because people might think that you're catching the blood in order to use for an idolatrous service. Why else would you be catching blood? Aval shochinu l'tok uga shamayim. But one is allowed to shecht into an uga of water. as we'll see. Ubisvina agave kelim, and on a boat you can shecht into kelim, and the water will flow from the kelim into the water. It's not direct. So therefore, we assume people will see that you're only doing it so that you don't get the boat dirty. Ein shochtin laguma kalikar. You can't shecht into a hole at all. The Gemara will talk about. Didn't we just say you can? Right, into an uga. An uga is like a hole. But then the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to shecht into an ein shochtin laguma kal ikar. Aval ose guma betoch beso, but you can in your house. So what was the previous line? That you're not allowed to shecht at all. That it says you're allowed to in your house. You can in your house so that the blood goes into it. Ubishuk lo yasakein, but not in public. Shelo yechake es. Our girsa is es atstukim. Shouldn't copy the tstukim. Some say it was a change of girsa. You know, it wasn't the tstukim. It was the minim. It was the mumarim. Either way, that's the girsa that we have. Tosas here has 2 days in the guma. Whether ein shochtin l'tocha guma is only by a clean guma, where it's dafka clear and not dirty, or even maluchlach, even a guma she'ein enekia. Tosas has 2 days here. Whether if it's an ein enekia, would we be choshish anything about avodah zara there? 2 days. Also on the bottom, Tosas has a discussion which is a major machlokas rishonim. Major machlokas rishonim. The Mishnah seems to say that this type of shechting into an uga, into a hole, is okay in your house, but not in the shuk. That sounds like the whole issue here is marasayin. So marasayin is mutter betzina. Marasayin is only usher when you do it in public. That's the sheet of Rav. Do we paskin like Rav? So that is a major machlokas rishonim. Major machlokas rishonim. Tosfos here discusses, even though, meaning in the case, there are a number of mishnayis that seem to say we don't paskin like Rav. So all the Rishonim that say we pass on like Rav have to make a new kimta that somehow Rav would agree in those cases that it's mutter. Rav would agree in those cases. This is one of the examples. Tosfos says on the bottom, Afagav, even though Rav says in Shabbos, kol makam shasur chachamim, mipnei maris ha'ayin, even b'chad v'chadar ma'asur, hainu, kimo, what is that similar to? Shotchen b'chama avalo k'neged ha'am. Remember, soaking wet clothes on Shabbos. So you're allowed to hang them up. People might think that you washed the clothes on Shabbos. So the Mishnah there said, the discussion there is, you're not allowed to hang it up k'neged ha'am in public. There, even in private, you're not allowed to do it because people have the same chshad that you washed your clothes, even if they saw you do it in private. Kimo bashuk, it's the same chshash. That's why Rav says over there, you can't do it in public, you can't do it in private. Aval kan, but here, where somebody sees that you're shechting into a hole in private, what will they think? They won't think. The chshad is only in public. In private, people wouldn't realize you don't want to get your house dirty. In the street, you're not so careful about keeping it dirty or not. So if they see you doing it into a hole, they'll think, oh, maybe you're doing l'shem avodah zarah. But here, private removes the chshash. And that's why even Rav would agree. If it's really marasayin, it's also even b'chad v'chadorim. But in a case where the privacy removes the chshash of what you're doing, then even Rav would agree that it's mutter. And that's what Tosfos says here. Avalkana roasha ose bebeso omelanakar chatzeru ose. So therefore we do paskin like Rav, and Rav would admit in our case. But then Tosfos goes, the Yerushalmi, yesh dahach mishta palagada Rav meahi. Yerushalmi quotes that it is a machlokes. That's not what our Gemara quotes. Our Gemara, Tosfos quotes, the Bavli often quotes Mishnayis, and the Gemara never says these Mishnayis are against Rav. So it must be in all these cases, Rav agrees that it is not a problem because there's no chshad shayich in those cases. Again, this is a major machlokes. The Meiri says here, the Meiri has one line here, he says, maybe here it's such a chshash rachok. Such a chshash rachok. He says, v'yavav isha kol shen esam isam arasayin afel at b'cheder chedor amasar, b'chshash rachok kazu lo asru. People are going to think that you're doing the b'shem avodah zarah. So again, you have to be mechalik in all of the cases. I think we quoted, remember the vart of the, I think of the achronim. Maris, it's Maris Ay, not Maris Einayim. Because if you would look closely with both eyes, then you'd see what's going on and you wouldn't be confused and misled. Maris Ay, you're only looking with one eye. I'm looking with half a heart. Maris Ayin. And that's why it's a problem. Again, Maris Ayin. Also, the sugya of the relationship between Maris Ayin and Chshad is also a discussion. Sometimes Achronim mix and match and use them in the same way. But there is a chilek. There's a chilek according to many. The Stechemet has a big discussion of this in Chilek Beis, in Chilek Dalid, about the relationship between Chshad and Maris Ayin. Some say that chshad is kasher davar nira la'olam shakul. Chshad means if it's 50-50 what you're doing. Maris ayin is when it looks more usser. One chilek. Others say that maris ayin is where people might be misled. Oh, I didn't know that's a kosher restaurant, and they might come to use it. Chshad, they're not going to be misled. They're just going to think that you're doing something wrong. Maris ayin versus chshad. That's another way, right? By the Hanukkah, right? You don't have to put a Hanukkiah in the olden days on all sides of your house. What? Because people are going to think you don't have to light a Hanukkiah? No, people will think that you didn't light one if there's one side that you didn't. That's maris ayin versus chshad. Big discussion, is there a problem if really you're doing something mutter and just people are just mistaken about the halacha? You have to worry about that. Worry about that. Remember that tshuva of Ramosha? One of the rabbanim once wrote to Ramosha about driving after the 18 minutes, even though it's mutter, but Ramosha said, okay, because people think that I won't do it. But it's a lot of mutter from that tshuva. But either way, that is a big discussion as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ein shochtin lo latov achulu, so maish latov yamim delo. Why into shechting into the yam is it not allowed to amri lasar the yam akashachat? Because people are going to think that you're shechting to the sar of the yam. Latov uga shamayim nami, even to a little water. Amri lebabu akashachat. People will say that you're shechting to your reflection. People will say that it's a problematic shechita also. Amar Rava bachurim shano. You're right. You're only allowed to do it in murky water. Not where the reflection is clear. The first line, the Mishnah says, you can't shout into a gum at all. And then it says, you can in your house. So how do you put those two lines together? Amar Abaya, Reisha, Baguma Shabashuk. Reisha is talking about a guma in the shuk. And that's how you interpret the first line. Amalei Rava, Vahami Diktani, Seifa. But the last line of the Mishnah says, Ubashuk lo yasakein, Mechad Reisha la Bashuk askinan. Sounds like the first line is not limited. Say, Alama Rava Hachi Kamar. Ain't shochtun laguma kalikar. The first line should be, you can't shechtu into a hole where you're trying to catch the blood. Vaharotza lenaker chatseiro ketsaduo. So what if you don't want to get your yard all dirty? So what do you do? Ose makom chutz laguma. Vishochet, go a little bit outside of the guma, like with a slant, with a slope. And then shecht. Vadam shows his viore laguma, and then it will go down into the guma. And people know that if it's hitting the dirt first, it's not l'shem avodah zara. Ubashuk lo yasakim, but in the shuk you shouldn't even do that. Shlo yichakes at stukim, so that you're not copy what those who don't believe do. Again, stukim clearly, what stukim or tarshaval peh. So it shouldn't be stukim. There's another word here that lechore it should be, because stukim also shech l'shem Hashem. They don't shech l'shem avodah zara. Okay, tani kavasi derava. Brisa to support Rava's reading of our Mishnah. You're on the boat, but you want to shecht. You don't know what to do. You don't have any place. Motzi ado chutz l'svina v'shochet. You shecht over the ledge. V'dam shosis v'yored al dofne asvina. Goes on the walls of the boat, the side of the boat. It'll get washed off. That's not a problem. V'ein shochet l'guma kalikar v'aros l'anakar chatzer o keser uosa. Right, the Brisa is beferish like Rava understood the Mishnah. Osa makam chutz l'guma v'shochet. V'dam shosis v'yored l'guma, and then it goes down. U'bashuk lo yasa kein v'shem shenemar u'v'chu kosehem lo selechu. V'masa kein tzorach badika acharav. And if somebody did it, you need tzorach badika acharav. Again, what about halach l'maisa, all these cases? The Arzarua. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Arzarua. Shulchan Aruch in Yud Aleph Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, in Be'ezes Van Shulchan, V'din Shulchi B'toch HaMayim. Ein Shulchan L'toch Yamu Haris Shulo Yomer L'sar Shulchan Shulchi V'lotoch HaKelem V'chulu. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that one shouldn't do this. But the Mefarshim here on the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz here in Siv Gimel and the Shach, right, quotes that Bizman Hazeb, maybe you have other kulas because nobody's shechting to the sar of the yam Bizman Hazeb, and therefore it would be okay. Shulchan Aruch does quote these halachas in Sif Simin Yud Aleph Sif Gimel, but the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say maybe there are kulas based on somebody showing him that say that it is okay Bizman Hazeb. Let me just find if there's a get the lashon here. The end of Sif. I knew the Rama quoted it. The end of Sif Yud Beis. The next siman. Shalush lo b'toch aguma. After quoting shechting into aguma and a shuk at home, the Rama quotes ubizman azeh de'ein derech ovdei kochavim b'kach yish lahatir b'di'eved. Ubizman azeh lahatir b'di'eved, and that's going on all everything in these past two simanim. That's what the Shach and the Taz say here, quoting from the Arzarua. Good. If you look here in the Chashuk Yechemed, haven't had his comments in a little while, Chashuk Yechemed discusses, the Magen Avraham quotes, right, he has it on the line of Ein Lo Makom. You don't have any place to shecht on the boat. So what happened if you have only no other place to shecht? The Magen Avraham quotes in Siman Kufna and Aleph, you're not allowed to shecht in a shul. The shechita in a shul, it's a bizayon of the shul. Because even on a person's chatzer, like our daf says, lenaker chatzera, you don't want to get blood all over your chatzer. Right? And therefore, it's bizayon beis hakneses. What about shechting in a sukkah? Are you allowed to shecht in a sukkah? That's his discussion here. So he quotes from the Darkei Tshuva, Duhu adin sh'asa lishcha b'chag ha'sukkah b'sukkah. Why? Because you can't do a shum tashbis bizayin b'sukkah, the Ramah says in Hilchos Sukkah, and therefore shchita, you can't do it in a shul because it's a bizayin, so doing a sukkah, l'charei will be a bizayin. But maybe there could be a mechilik, maybe it could be a big chilik between the shul and the sukkah. In a shul, asr lecha v'lishchos b'shum kalas rosh. In a sukkah, dafka teishu kein daduru. You have to eat, you have to drink. Maybe there's different definitions of bizayin between a sukkah and a shul. Ula Maisa, he quotes from earlier Achronim, Shemisha noag shalifamim shochei b'toch beiso, memela mutter lo lasos came off besukkah, but most people don't shecht in their house, so therefore, maybe they wouldn't. And then he says, you have an easy way, the only way that you need to do it is to shecht in the sukkah, if it's not yantif, it's chalamoid, at least a pasal of sukkah. So pasal of the sukkah, and then it wouldn't be a sukkah for a few minutes, and then it would be, okay. Okay, either way, this is a discussion here on the line of Ein Lo Mako. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Ashoche L'Shem Ola. What's the case here? L'Shem Ola. So again, it's a case where you have a regular animal, Chulin, and you're not being Makdish the animal. You're not being Makdish the animal. It's just L'Shem Ola. Right, a person is just saying, Yishechting it L'Shem this carbon. So you're not being makdashit, so what are you doing? You're not really doing anything on a daraisa level. Right? You're taking an animal saying l'shem ola, but you're not being makdashit, so midaraisa it's nothing. It's not shkut echutz, but the outsider might think it's a karban. And therefore, again, it's maris ayin, and it's going to be usher derabanan, as Rashi says here, haroa omer achshav hu makdash, v'shochta, now you're shechting it. So as the Mishnah is about to say, it's only going to be usher by an animal that you possibly could give voluntarily. Because then a person would say, oh, maybe he's giving the animal now. Hashoche l'shem ola, l'shem zvachim, l'shem asham talui. We'll see, according to the opinion, that you could get that voluntarily. L'shem pesach, we'll have to see. L'shem todash, kedas apsula. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, in all these cases, Rabbi Shimon is Machshir, he's not worried about Maris Ayin in these cases. Shnayim ochsa misakim, shokten echad l'shem echad mikalelu, vech l'shem davar, kashersh, kedas apsula. Same thing, if only one of them is thinking this problematic thought, it also passes. But, what if somebody shechs a chulin animal, l'shem, a carbon that you cannot give voluntarily, then you're obviously not being makdish this. So there's no chashah marasayin. We're giving people a little bit of credit that they're going to know which carbonists, you know, are voluntary and which are not. Hashokh l'shem chazal, l'shem asham vada, l'shem bechor, l'shem maisu, l'shem tmura, shkita sokshera, then shkita is kasher because there's no chash, because you're just, people will know that you're just making something up. Zeh aklal, kol davar, shenidev v'nidev, hashokhi l'shmo, asur, v'sheino nidev v'nidev, hashokhi l'shmo, kasher. So that is the rule. Anything that's baba neder benedava, that would be a problematic shchita because people will think that you're being makdisha right now. Period. So we have to clarify a couple of these cases. Hashochel l'shem ola, asham talui bar neder v'nidevu, asham talui. Asham talui, we know, we paskin, you can only bring if you're safik chayv achatas, then you bring an asham talui. That's not voluntary. So answers the Gemara, this Mishnah must be going like the opinions of the Tanan that you can. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Amani, Rabbi Eliezer, he who says increases daf chafei, to Amr Misadiv Adam Hashem Tali B'chol Yom. You can really bring an Hashem Tali B'chol Yom, it's for a Safik Aveir, we all do Safik Aveiris, we're all B'Safik. So the Mishnah is going like that opinion. What about Pesach? Bar Nidav Nidav Hu, Zimna Kvile. Pesach has a Zman Kavua. So why should Pesach be on the list of Karbanos that are Neder v'nedava. Amar Rav Oshia, Shani Pesach, Hol v'hafar shasa, kol ha'shara kula. You can be mafresh the Pesach any day. The Shchita's carbon Pesach is only on Erev Pesach. But the hafrasha's carbon Pesach could be any day. And therefore, if I shecht this lishma on any other day, it is a shlamim. And that's why shlamim is baba neder v'nedava. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. Amr Rabbanai, lo shana lo b'tamimim. Then Rabbanai says, maybe the whole Mishnah is only about tamimim, because those could be karbanos. Avo bali mumin, me di adia. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rechon Amr, afilu bali mumin nami, zimna derami le midi, amuma avalo yadia. People know about karbonos rules, but they don't know about every mum, right? About they don't know all of Eilat Treifus, right? So that's why there's still going to be Maris Ayin there, machlokas within Maris Ayin Chashash. Hashokah l'shem chatos, Rabbi Yochanan l'shonu l'shonu mechuyiv chatos. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe l'shem chatos is only if you're not mechuyiv chatos. Ava mechuyiv chatos. But if you're mechuyiv chatos, and Rashi quotes here, and you might have spoken to your friends about the fact that you're mechuyiv chatos, so maybe there is a chash, because people will think you're being makdish as now if you're a chatas. The Gilin Ashas here quotes the Magen Avram, who quotes based on the Gemara in Yuma, you're not supposed to be mefarsim your sins. Okay, Kashan Rashi, or a little bit, Rashi has to work it out. But v'hulo ka'amar l'shem chatasi. But ask the Gemara, but he didn't say this should be for my chatas. It just says l'shem chatas. Amar Rabbeinu, ba'omer l'shem chatasi. Nechnam, that's what you said. If you said l'shem chatasi, that would be where Rabbi Yochanan says it is a problem. L'shem Temura, similarly, L'shem Temura is on the list of non-voluntary. So if you have no other animal that you're trying to substitute it with, so there's no chash of Temura. But if you have a carbon in your house, and now you're saying this L'shem Temura, then Ema Amure Amerbe. People are going to think that you're violating Temura now and you're being mocked as this animal. Follow Karma L'shem Temura Zivchi, but you didn't say it. Amerbe Vo, you said it. Follow L'shem Temura Zivchi. You said it, and that's why people are going to think that. Zeaklal Lasuyemai. What is Zeaklal including? Anything that's Baba Nedar and Adava? That's a problem, Lishma, and if it's not. Zeaklal Lasuyemai Lasuye Olas Nazir. To include Olas Nazir. If you're a Nazir, there's a Chi, you have to bring an Ola. So again, that's a little tricky. Is that voluntary? Is that not? Mao detema holo nadar. You might say holo nadar. You cannot bring in olas nazir as a voluntary aimer nadar betzina. No, because people might think that you were no debetzina. You're a nazir, and therefore there's a chash, and therefore I might have to be worried. Right? Rashi says here olas nazir. Just read the Mao de Tema. Mao de Tema lekalamecha shlechorva de meide yadi de halo nadar. People know. They didn't hear your nadar. Kamash malan de meimer amri dilma nadar betzinas a shloshim yom. Shustam naziris. Maybe people will think that you became a nazir in private and therefore, you are chayiv. People are going to think that and there's a marasayan issue. Kamash malan not. Kamash malan not. Vishino nidev nidev la suye olas yoledes. The eno nidev nidev. That's to include Odolos Yuledis. Amr Balazar Lo Shana Ishain Lo Isha, Avayish Lo Isha, Amr Lishmahu Ose. Again, if there's a chance, this is all within the Maris Ayin, context. If a person has a wife, maybe his wife had a baby and he has to bring the karbanas and he's bringing the karbanas on her behalf. So, there is the chash. Valo Karma Lashem Oles Ishti, he didn't say it. Amr Vivoba, Omer Lashem Oles Ishti, he did say it. Pshitas, then it's obvious. If he said it, then you have to be worried. So, we're gonna go with our girsa, even though Rashi quotes another girsa that he likes more. Mao de Tema im Isa de Yalda, Kala Havile. If you had a baby, everybody would know about it. They'd announce it in shul. Right? So therefore, you might think that there's no worry. Kamash Malan, Amar Afuli Afil. Sometimes if there's a fully grown, Kalu Chadashav miscarriage, so then, or stillborn, so then there's still a chi of, karbanos, even if, in those cases. So therefore, the fact that there was no kol is not a raya. Rashi quotes again a totally opposite girsa on the top here, but we'll have to stop here. Again, Hajjal Chashochet, and Be'ez Hashem next time, we start with Eilat Treifus. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, L'Rav Shalema, Yehoshua, Meir, Ben Rachel, Sarah, L'Rafua, Shalema, Bekarov. Okay, we'll stop here.